Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this Thursday, November 13th, 2025. Big thank you to Crockett Septic, sponsoring the time, giving us a chance to talk to our good friends like Laura Huber, 4-H coordinate, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Thanks for being here, Laura. How you been?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me again.
Always appreciate the time and appreciate you and the team put into this community with our kids and 4-H and all the great stuff that you all do, and love talking 4-H with you. You've got a couple of places we wanted to go today, and first, we're going to head on over to Pittsville with their after-school 4-H club. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the magic of 4-H is really face-to-face connection, activities, hands-on stuff. And we recognize that for many families, it's really difficult to be able to make special meetings in the evenings or what have you, with parents working different jobs and different shifts and multiple kids and all of the things. So last year, I started just to go and visit Pittsville's after-school program every now and again and would do an activity with the kids, and it was great. But now this year, actually next week for the first time, we are introducing an after-school 4-H club. So the youth will get to work with me. It's like the same crew from kindergarten through eighth grade. Come and work with me, work with each other. So they'll be able to get that repeated, continuous kind of club experience. And this is brand new for us. So I'm really excited. And one of the things that I've been hearing as parents is, you know what? We've wanted to be able to enroll our kids in other kinds of programs, whether it was 4-H or Scouts or whatever. But that getting out and getting kids from place to place is really a challenge. So how cool to be able to combine it with the after-school program.
And I'd like it noted for anybody that doesn't pick up on this or not and read between the lines a little bit. This program happens because our 4-H and the people working there are paying attention to the community or talking to people in the community, and not just doing something and just doing it, and let whatever happen, the chips fall where they do. Like literally going above and beyond to find different ways to get 4-H into households, get the 4-H kids involved in 4-H. I think it's very cool to go do that and everything. And it has such a great added bonus to it. Now, you and I have talked for years about the benefits of 4-H to kids and everything, but now we're able to reach more kids doing this kind of thing. Laura, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but is this something that you think would be an interest or would be really beneficial for other schools?
I think so. You know, so long as the schools already have that after school program. And I'm going to tell you, after school programs are amazing because they give young people like a safe spot to continue to socialize, to continue to learn and do the things. You know, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as after school. You know, like we were the original latchkey generation.
Yes.
So who knows what kinds of
fun we could
get up to, right?
Oh, my God.
So the after-school program, you know, allows parents to know that their kids are someplace safe until they can get off work and pick the kids up. The kids aren't at home getting into who knows what or out in the community getting up into who knows what. So this, I think, is a really cool partnership. And the unique thing now for 4-H is we don't end when the after-school program ends. We don't end when the school year ends. So our members are going to be invited to participate in all of the different things that 4-H has to offer throughout the year, whether it's summer camp or it's exhibiting at the fair, or if it's, you know, Creative Arts Day in the spring. Like, let's give those kids who aren't able to make a community club meeting, still give them all of the opportunities that the other 4-H kids have. And so I don't know what schools do have after school programs and which ones don't. I'm more connected to Pittsville just because of the proximity of where I live and the people that I know. Mm-hmm. So if there are other schools out there that would be interested, I would absolutely be eager to talk with folks who are managing those programs to see if what we can do together to offer something like 4-H.
Before I wrap up, we always get Laura's contact information. We'll have that for you. If you're a school out there or a principal or something like that, can I encourage you enough to reach out to Laura and find out if this is something that'll work for your school? Because again, with going above and beyond that, if I'm using the right term, extras that the 4-H offers, like you mentioned, camp, Creative Arts Day, and those things, to give those, make those accessible for these kids as well. certainly not only spreads the word about this great stuff, but it gets these kids the benefits of these programs as well. That's a really cool thing to offer.
Yeah, and you know, I really think that there is power in those county run events, because it's really cool to have your friends in this circle that you see all the time and that kind of stuff. But it is really cool to meet kids from a wider audience. And that's one of the magical things about summer camp. It's what happens in Project Discovery Day. Kids from all across the county come together and they take classes together that they're interested in. So it's like, hey, you know what? There's more kids like me. And I don't know. There's magic in that, right?
I think especially as older people, and we see everybody on phones and social media, and we figure, oh, everybody's connected. Everybody knows each other. It's not like when we were kids and you didn't always know the kid in the school next, the town next to you or something.
Right.
But that still exists. There's still, there's little bubbles here, you know, that they don't necessarily always talk to kids in another town or something like that. 4-H and these after-school programs and things like this, to Laura's point, are that open opportunity for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, no kid is hurt by having more friends or more opportunities or anything. It's really great. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about this the other day when I saw you on the schedule, Laura. I don't know if I have another, like, I'm good with my age. I don't mind getting older. I'm fine with it. But I talk to you and sometimes I'm like, man, I wish I was a kid again. Like, these programs and everything sound awesome. I kind of wish I was young again.
Right? Like, can I rewind and get to do all of those things?
I will say, to tag onto that and everything, if you are an adult and you are looking for volunteer opportunities and you really would like to be a part of things at 4-H, always looking for good volunteers over there at the 4-H. Again, we'll give you Laura's contact information before we wrap up. I was excited about this, and not just because I'm a very stereotypical Italian, but I love lasagna, and I love the name Lasagna Love. Let's dive into this one, Laura.
Yeah, so in 4-H, the 4-H's actually stand for things within our pledge. We pledge our heads, we pledge our hearts, we pledge our hands, and we pledge our health. So we pledge our hands to larger service. And the service learning is critically important. It helps young people understand what is going on in the world around them, in the greater space beyond, you know, the space that they're living in. And so Lasagna Love is actually a global organization that will match neighbors with others in their community who are just willing to spread some kindness and in time of need. So we've partnered with Lasagna Love. And what happens is somebody who's just, whatever is going on in life, can say, you know what, I could use a little bit of kindness. And volunteers throughout the community will make and deliver a lasagna to them. And so this is one. Okay, let's tie this in with Thanksgiving and all the things. We don't normally connect lasagna with Thanksgiving, but we do connect gratitude and kindness with Thanksgiving. So the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we are getting 4-H'ers together, and we are going to use the space at McMillan Library to teach the kids how to make lasagna. But more than that, we're also going to be talking about family budgeting issues. So the kids will learn how to make lasagna. We're going to have some fellowship and we're going to enjoy a delightful lunch together. But we're also going to go through some exercises that I first learned through the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, where, you know what, you know, we have a given amount of money throughout the month and we have those decisions to make. How do we spend that money so that we can get all of our needs met? But every now and again, you know, what happens? The car breaks down or we have a fender bender or somebody gets sick and needs to go to the hospital and it just changes things. So we'll run through that exercise so kids understand like how difficult it can be to decide to pay the babysitter, the car insurance bill, the rent or the mortgage, all of those sorts of things, because we're really trying to help them understand why it is that we do the things that we do and how it impacts other people when we do those good things and we spread that kindness.
You know, when you're young, everything is so big. The world is so big. And it can be hard to wrap your mind around sometimes, but when you're giving and when you're putting into your community, especially when it's strangers you're helping and everything, no matter what the child or what the age, they tend to start to, it almost is the beginning of them seeing, oh, this is bigger than me.
Yep.
And understanding that a lot in life, almost all of life, is bigger than us. And being a part of these things is how we we really keep the world moving. We, you know, in small communities, we talk about this all the time. If I do something in my neighborhood and somebody does it in the next neighborhood and then the next neighborhood, and before you know it, we got a whole community that is a little bit better. The Lasagna Love part of this is so much fun. For one thing, this organization has been around for a while. I encourage people to look into what they've done and everything. It's kind of funny, Laura, of all the weird coincidences, you mentioned that we don't often think of lasagna with Thanksgiving. You're 100% right, unless you're talking about the Maloff family.
Perfect.
Where my Nana would make pasta for me every Thanksgiving because I didn't like turkey. I miss her and I love my Nana.
Yeah.
But I bring that up because it's when you talk about the budgeting of things and mm-hmm. stuff, which is important for almost every family. Learning to make lasagna is actually a really smart idea when it comes to that. Lasagna is one of those meals that goes a long way. It goes a lot farther than the ingredients may look like and stuff. And what a perfect meal to learn to make, spaghetti and all those things. You might notice a theme with Italian meals that they tend to go the bang for your buck you get and everything.
Absolutely.
So a great meal, a great partnership there, and a really mm-hmm. smart idea of them. Where is this going to take place? What are the details of this event?
Yeah, so, well, there's two pieces where I'm broadcasting out. There are different ways to help. So one is actually to come and make the lasagna, mm-hmm. right? And that's going to be on Saturday, the 29th, you know, Saturday after Thanksgiving, from 10:30 in the morning till about 1. And we are asking folks to register for that because we are feeding everybody as well. And I need to know much lasagna we need and the mm-hmm. and the things to go alongside as well. But the other part was donations to use to make the lasagnas themselves. And I'm going to tell you, we have had an incredible outpouring, everything from meat and cheese right down to the sauce being donated. But we do still have some need for the noodles, and we need a little bit more mozzarella cheese. So if there's anybody out there who's willing or interested in helping, I would be so happy.
Please.
Wisconsin Rapids specifically is the community that's going to be benefiting from this program. The Lasagna Love organization has a backlog mm-hmm. for helping folks in Wisconsin Rapids of over 20 families. Mm. So we are going to meet and exceed that need on the 29th. So if you're concerned about where your donations go, it is staying right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
That's a great note. Thank you for that. And also eye-opening, I think, to hear of that number mm-hmm. and a reminder to our community of how many of our locals, how many of our neighbors are struggling right now. Those items that she could use, that the 4-H could use, please keep that in mind. Maybe if you grab an extra thing or something like that, help out, especially with the mozzarella, because I'm not giving them any of mine. I love mozzarella, Laura. I'm kidding. Please, I know for me and my family, we usually grab a bag or two. Grab an extra one. Donate it because there's few things that feel better than not only putting in your community, but on top of that, putting in your community with the love of food. Mm-hmm. And one last thing I think that these kids can pick up from this, among many, many other things, and I imagine things that we're not even thinking about, Laura, you know, that we can, you know, don't always think about, that added things that kids learn, but the joy of cooking for someone and them enjoying that meal. There are few things in the world that feel better than that. And to be a little part of that, whether they make the whole meal themselves or they're just adding a little bit here or there, they're going to get to experience that feeling maybe for the first time. And boy, they will have a love affair with that the rest of their lives, because there's very few things that feel so good as that.
Yeah. And so I'm going to tell you that we've done Lasagna Love before in Marshfield. And getting emails from parents back saying, you know what, my kid learned that they could make lasagna, and last week they made us one, and here's a picture. Look at the pride on my kid's face.
That's because
they learned something, and it's for other people, it's for family, whatever. But wow, that independence, that pride, mm-hmm. that self-satisfaction, awesome.
Goes so far. And again, this is an event that we need you to register for, mm-hmm. everybody. So if people want to register for it, Laura, how can they do that?
So you know what? We have a website, but I think the easiest thing to do here on air is to share my phone number. So you can reach me at 715-421-8439, or you could email me, and my address is Laura, Laura.Huber, H-U-B-E-R, at WISC, that's WISC, .edu.
encourage you to do that, everybody. If you're listening to this on the podcast, Laura usually does a great job putting links in there for you and everything. The producer, Laura, not the Laura I'm talking to. But a shout out to both Lauras, who both do great work. And we appreciate all the work that 4-H does in our community. All of our friends at Extension. Love talking with you guys. Find out more also at their website, 4-H.extension.wisc.edu. If you throw in there Wood County 4-H, it will pop up first. I tested it again this morning. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Laura, always good talking with you. Thank you for the time.
Thanks so much for helping us spread the word.
We'll talk again real soon. And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.